You are listening to T-Mac and Cookie Monster on the Radiant Culture Podcast. Engaging and exciting conversation on life, God, and pop culture. Every week on the Radiant Culture Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Radiant Culture Podcast. My name is T-Mac.
And I'm Cookie Monster.
And what we do here at Radiant Culture is basically we want to shine a light in the darkness. You know, we want to confront culture. We want to shape popular culture and bring everything back to what the Bible says and try our very best to kind of find the truth and live by that.
And we want to ask questions because it's important to ask questions. It's like people have lost the art of questioning. You need to ask questions and poke and quiz and just get people thinking again, because Christians need to think. So that's part of what we do. We want to help each other think.
Exactly. So like our denominations believe things just, and we just kind of just follow because, oh, it's the church I go to, or yeah, our families believe things, or our traditions in our countries, and everyone just believes things sometimes without questioning, like you said. So yeah, we kind of want to ask those questions. We're not saying we have the answers, but we definitely want to help ourselves and those listening to find the truth.
Yeah. The one thing I love about Jesus is that a lot of the times in the Bible, when someone presented a question to Jesus, he would answer with a question.
Yeah.
And I always used to wonder why he did that. But, you know, the more I've read and studied, the more I've seen that questions actually help you deepen your thought process. Mm-hmm. And you have to process things further. And it also helps you to question your motives about why you're asking the question. So there's something about asking questions that's really important. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And it's going back to our childlikeness that Christ promoted as well, because children always ask,
like,
why? That's like their favorite word in the dictionary, why? So sometimes as adults, it's strange that the older we get and more mature we get, we ask fewer questions and we ask why less. We kind of just do. We just follow because we trust the people around us.
Because we're brainwashed.
Okay, that's, yeah, sometimes.
Anyway, today we've got a very exciting topic. T-Mac, what's our topic?
Our topic is about celebrity status. You know, should Christians aim to have celebrity? E-celebrity. Celebrity.
That's not going to make you a celebrity for sure. Should Christians be celebrities, though? Should we aspire to be celebrities?
Mm.
You reckon?
If it means I can have lots of money, then why not?
Should we even want money?
It's okay, we have the money. The amount of times you mention Rolls Royce and Ferrari and all these other funny cars that you're always just dropping into examples.
They're not funny for starters. Okay. But anyway, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking.
Okay.
I'm trying to help someone out.
No, I'm joking. I'm not all about that guap. But
guap.
But yeah, no. Should Christians really seek to be popular? Because Jesus was kind of unpopular if you think about it.
Yeah. It's an interesting paradox when you look at it, because on one end he was popular in that he changed how people viewed certain things. He challenged the status quo, and the way he lived his life was actually a very controversial figure when you think about it. And yet the stuff that he taught was also very interesting, because he was challenging people to think a certain way. He was talking about how the greatest in the kingdom has to be the least, you know, and so all those things. And then when you bring it now to today's Christian, what sort of cues should we be getting from the life of Christ?
Okay, so exactly, because like, okay, let's just say, let's look at Radiant Culture, actually. Should we be aiming to be like this really popular podcast and eventually be these personalities that everybody knows and then have like 10,000 followers on Instagram?
Well, everyone kind of knows already.
Excuse us. But yeah, walking with you is annoying, because like every 5 steps, Cookie. I'm like, really? How do you know the whole of Harare?
Lies.
Anyway, no. Really? Really?
Okay. Anyway, so.
But yeah, should we be aiming for things like that?
I don't know.
Because auntie, it helps get the gospel out.
I hear that a lot. But the question is, does it really do that? Because are people that are popular Christians, really advancing the gospel? Or are they advancing themselves?
Can the two not go hand in hand, you know?
I don't know.
Because like, if like a pastor, right? If he becomes a popular pastor, it means more people will buy his books, more people will come to the service, which he's so offering, you know. So you see, he's still advancing the kingdom because his books have great content and it leads you back to Christ. But Arguizo Dolam Pocket.
Okay, hey, it's cool. I don't know. That's why we're doing this podcast today. We've got a guest and we're going to be talking about this stuff a little further. Anyway, I'm going to drop this. Do we have a Christianese word today?
We do indeed have a Christianese word. And it's one that is misused and misspelt all the time. And it's one that it's definitely Christianese because you do not hear people in the quote-unquote world using this word. The word is secular. Could I get you spell secular for me, please?
S.
Wrong. C-I-R-C-U-L-A-R. Do you know how many times I've seen circular?
Do you listen to circular music?
Circular. What is circular music, guys? What is, like, have you ever questioned yourself as to why someone would be calling music circular, like it's in a like circle?
It's round. It makes you go round.
I'm not joking. People can ask the questions, people. Ask the questions. Okay. Correct spelling. Go for it, Gunnar.
It's secular, which is S-E-C-U-L-A-R. So it's secular. And it's not just secular music. Secular is actually a Greek word that means off this world.
All right.
Yes, so secular, guys. Please, can we have no more of this secular music? The next time I hear you say that, I'm going to laugh at you so hard, right? Like, you're saying this music is circular, like what? It's a circle.
Let's make a circle.
Yeah, so no more circular music, okay? Please.
Are you saying they shouldn't listen to the secular one?
No. Well, okay, that's another story for another day. Secular music is okay. I mean, listen, we live in this world and there's a lot of nice secular. You see, now I'm actually going to use
secular.
secular. And there's a lot of nice secular music.
I see you're a Justin Bieber fan. I feel like that's the next thing you're about to say.
Bieber is actually, you know what? I used to hate on that kid. But I think is maturing.
Mm.
Yeah, I hope he's saved. So
he started off saved. Actually.
Like, imagine someone who's like having a romantic moment with their person, and then they start listening to Tina the Ebony's.
What are you supposed to listen to in your romantic moments then? Listen to Hillsong.
Or listening to, you know what I mean? You want to play some...
We had a couple
Luther Vandross, you know,
come
I mean?
To our church, uh-huh. actually, and they were talking about these romantic moments.
Yeah.
And they said, like the husband said, in the middle of such romantic moments, y'all could use your imagination. He starts worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for real, though. Like, he starts... And praying in tongues. It's a true story.
Our guest is someone who is actually involved in music, and they are the director of an award. In fact, Christian award ceremonies.
Why do we even have them?
Do we need them?
What? Okay. I have feelings about this because I feel like if our aim is to be influential in the world, we shouldn't keep setting ourselves apart, if you know what I mean? Like having our own little Tuma awards and our own radio stations and our own GG, we should be aiming to infiltrate.
But then this is a Christian podcast.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that it's not only Christians listening.
Okay, no, my concern is really more that aren't we promoting the very thing that we don't want to see?
What's
when
that?
We make people celebrities? Is that superstars, idols, divas, all these people that kind of just make it all about themselves? So anyway, listen, we're going to be talking about this today, and I'd like you guys to think about this as well, because often we don't even really ask these questions to say, should Christians really be celebrities? Was Jesus a celebrity? Were the apostles celebrities? Because these guys, like someone like Paul, was almost, to be honest, very, I'm about to say a non-entity, but maybe not a non-entity. But Paul wasn't like a big celebrity. He wasn't.
Who was the one healing people with their shadow?
No, that was Peter.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, I'm saying these examples, does that justify us wanting to become like the world, right? In that respect, that we're like the world, we're just doing exactly what the world does. The only difference is that we call what we do Christian. Should there be a difference? So to help us demystify or dissect this topic, we have someone in the house who is a pastor and who actually happens to direct the biggest Christian award show in the country. Today we have Ted.
Isn't it the only... No, which is
there are some, I don't want to say only, you're taking away from us.
Oh, okay.
There's some little awards done in churches.
Okay, I see you.
Don't take it away from us. We're the biggest in the country.
Okay.
Right, so Ted directs the biggest Christian award ceremony.
The Permicans.
In the country, the Permicans. Ted, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yeah, tell us a bit about yourself. Who's Ted? What are you about?
Ted's a broadcaster / pastor. Worked directly with Christ TV.
Okay.
Also direct the Permican Awards. Also run my own entertainment company, Shabak Entertainment. So you can say I'm a...
Shout out to Shabak!
In the building. Mm-hmm. So... my life is about being loud about Christ. That's why everything I do is amplifying what the body of Christ is doing, whether it's be TV, whether it's music. My job, my mandate, which I say my calling, is to amplify what the body of Christ is doing. So okay. Shabak, loud about Christ, Christ TV, taking Christ to the nations, Permican, making celebrities.
Okay. So you're pretty much, you're almost like the Christian Russell Simmons, right?
I hate it when people do that. Why does someone have to be like, the like, Christian
why
something?
Why
are
you saying like Russell Simmons is like Ted?
I'm trying to bring context here, guys. Can you stop attacking me?
No, so if I played tennis, you'd be like, I'm the Christian Serena.
No, I'll be like...
Auntie, I'd still just remain as T-Mac.
Zimbabwean Serena.
I work on that, guys.
Serena just celebrate your... Anyway, forget
whatever.
It.
No, okay.
Ted, let's talk about this thing. So here our topic is about... whether or not Christians should actually be celebrities, right?
Yeah.
You are running an organization, you're directing an organization that directly promotes Christian celebrities. Tell me about that. What's your position?
I think let's take it from this angle. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you want to admit, being a celebrity is mainly people celebrating an individual.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're celebrating an individual. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a Christian or not, whatever you do, if it's in the public, people are going to celebrate you.
Okay.
Or hate you.
Or hate you. Yeah. So as Christians, the sons of darkness are more wiser in this generation than the children of the light, because they celebrate each other. But as a Christian fraternity or as a body, we fail to celebrate our own.
Okay.
And we tend to make it seem like it's evil to celebrate our own musicians, our own preachers, our own artists, our own... You know, there's a lot of things which happen in the body of Christ,
mm-hmm. Okay.
but which we don't celebrate because we feel like we are glorifying the man. In essence, we are glorifying the talent which is in the man, which is glorifying God.
Okay, but are we not doing exactly that? Are we not... running the risk of glorifying people? And doesn't that go against what the Bible promotes, which is humility?
If you put the Bible in a nutshell and say the Bible promotes humility, that'll be as wrong as you can ever be.
Okay, let's hear it.
From what I understand, if you're doing music like the Great Commission, go ye therefore and preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Ye are fishers of men. All these things which are being given, they are blunt instructions which you need to have tools to achieve.
Yeah.
If you're a fisher of men, you don't go out and catch fish with bad bait.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get good bait. So if you're a celebrity, if we are celebrating you, like the topic today, if you're a celebrity, you've got a following of, let's say, 2 on your Instagram, Facebook. Two. Okay, it's just an example. Compared to someone who's got a following of like 10,000. When I say something to my 2, okay, let's say 2,000.
Okay,
2,000, and that other person is 100,000. If you say something to your 2,000,
mm-hmm.
and I say something to my 1 million, I have more impact than what you are doing. So in us crushing our celebrity status for our artists and Christians, we are in essence blocking what we're supposed to be doing, to preach the gospel to all men. And for us to do that, we need to use the available tools that are there.
Okay.
And those tools call for you to be a celebrity.
Okay.
I think what it comes down to is what is one's definition
of a celebrity.
I think that's what your problem is with mainly.
I suppose. And yes.
Because the we were discussing this yesterday, secular definition would border on almost like idol worship, like because of the way we then treat them. Like, you remember when people go to those Michael Jackson concerts, you have people fainting and, you know, screaming, "Will you marry me?" and throwing him their underwear.
And it's happening with like Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
you know, it's
so
just ridiculous.
It's like senseless worship of this individual as opposed to of God. I think that's why you seem to have a problem with this label celebrity, is it not?
Yes. So exactly, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. So Ted, that's where I'm coming from to say, don't we run the risk of now having, in fact, it's a two-sided risk. Mm-hmm. That on one end, you've got the person themselves, the celebrity themselves, right?
Yeah.
Who now ends up feeling as if they are entitled to certain privileges. They expect people to know them. They expect to be in the front of the line. They expect certain, they expect to be treated like an important person, mm-hmm. right? And then the flip side is people that now end up hero worshipping.
Yeah.
Right? And it actually ends up being about Christ, but about, wow, this person is so good. They've got such a great voice. They're so anointed. And then we end up almost, quote unquote, worshipping this person. Don't we run the risk of doing that?
I'll say maybe we run the risk of doing that, but here's the thing. God calls people. And if your calling is very clear, you know that your calling is to take people to God. You are a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever status you get from individuals or from people, if it's not to take ultimately those people to God, there is a problem there. We can't run away from that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a problem. So unfortunately, as human beings, that can happen. You can have someone who establishes a status whilst he was doing Christian, and it's happening. A lot of Christian musicians just flip. You hear that this guy is doing secular
music?
It's the motive. It's the motive. Don't say Mali music.
Yeah, so are you gonna have his back right now? Are you serious?
No, I'm not having it. But maybe I know where he's coming from.
Oh, all right.
So you need to have people who have a good foundation.
Okay.
People who know what their calling is. If you're clear about your calling, if you're clear about who called you, like if you are Paul and those guys, the early apostles, your Peter, them just walking, their shadow would heal people.
Mm-hmm.
But it never deterred them from who they were taking people to. It was always about Christ. But were they not being celebrated those times? They were being celebrated. They were celebrities. But it didn't get to their head. So that's where we need to maybe come and say, guys, your status doesn't need to get to your head. Use it for the right thing. Maybe I might support you a bit on what you say.
Okay,
there is a flip side.
It's a discussion. So because I want to understand this. And now, since you are actually directing the biggest award ceremony.
Yes, the Permican.
Right, yes, the Permican. I need to understand something. In fact, maybe before we proceed, I've always wondered, what does Permican mean?
It's
word?
It's an acronym.
Okay.
Oh.
It's an acronym for Prophet Emmanuel Ruth Makandiwa Invitational Concert and Award Night.
Whoa.
I had no idea.
Okay.
Like, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I didn't know.
Oh, I see.
So it's their initiative to say a laborer deserves his wage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these guys are working in the field. They deserve their wage.
All right.
They deserve the recognition.
I respect that.
And I'm just the vessel used to push that initiative.
I respect that. Back to the issue. At
yes.
So what measures, if any, are you taking or have you put in place as a director or as a body, an organization,
yeah.
right, Permican, to ensure that the things, our concerns,
yes,
right, that those things we've raised don't actually happen. So you guys give awards to people. People, you know, I know some people who now have multiple awards.
Yeah.
Right. Which is great.
Yeah.
I guess. But how do you ensure that you don't end up running the risk of raising Christian idols?
Okay. I think as an award, we've always been clear about our goal. Our goal is to raise the level of production or the level of quality in the industry. Mm-hmm. And what struck me this year, we're coming from, like, this past weekend was the Premier Awards. We gave an award to Karom Jokor. She's got 13 albums,
really?
To date.
Okay.
So it was a legendary award. So when we were recording her film, a short film we played on the night, she said, guys, I had given up.
Okay.
I don't want to lie to you. I've given up. I'd said I'm not going to sing anymore. Apparently, she did a DVD and they lost all the footage.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
so, you know the story.
Yeah.
So it was like she started crying. She said, guys, you don't know what you've done for me. So it brought me back to say, okay, we might think we're just doing this for no particular reason, but there's actually a calling which God has called us to say an industry is ailing and we are there to heal an industry. You've got guys who hadn't produced stuff for years but who only came to do stuff after they had been invited to the Premier Games. So for us, we have the heart of the awards has always been Christ. We run away from doing a gala every year. We don't do a gala like this year. It was 75% worship because we wanted people to concentrate on the objective, which is Christ.
Okay.
So I think if you give him the glory, then these other artists, I think they'll know where the glory belongs to.
Yeah.
So I think on our part, that's what we're trying to do in maybe curbing the celebrity edge.
Yeah.
Would you say Christ was a celebrity?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Okay. I always want to know why.
For me, I felt his ministry, if you look at Jesus' ministry, it was 3 years. Mm-hmm. And for him to have enough impact as he did, he had to do stuff which was out of the ordinary. And normally, if you do stuff that's out of the ordinary, you get people's attention. And that's why you see the climax of his time on earth when he went to be crucified. The streets were all lined up with people. Some were saying, don't crucify him. Some were saying, crucify him. Because he had gathered a following. I like his marketing strategy. If I don't know if any of these artists could do this, to say, you start your ministry, you turn water into wine. Where does it do it? It doesn't do it at home. It does it at a wedding at Cana.
Okay.
And the wedding, there are a lot of people who are coming from different places. And they come at Cana, they hear, Jesus turned water into wine. If it was this day and age, that guy just turned water into wine.
Hashtag.
Sweet wine.
Okay.
If it was this day and age, I believe Jesus would have had a lot of impact than a lot of these guys, which we're calling even celebrities these days. Because in a short space of time, he did stuff which, if you look at it holistically, he did a lot. And a lot of it was done either in front of people. Check, he fed 5,000 men, mm-hmm. plus women and children. He could have fed 2 people at home. And okay. It would have been a miracle to multiply. Let's say he gets into a house, there's no food, then he multiplies that. But everything he did was strategic to the point that it had to have a following. People had to be talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
And for me, that's he cemented his ultimate celebrity status by doing that.
But here's the concern for me. I have lots of concern. The concern for me, I would say, and this is my position for now. My position is that I would say Jesus, I was actually talking to some friends yesterday about this, that Jesus was a celebrity, but he wasn't.
Okay.
And here's what I mean. What I mean is that if you look at the if you look at what he was preaching, right? The first thing he did is that the celebrities of the day, quote unquote, would have been the Pharisees and those guys, because those are the guys that were respected by everyone. They expected everyone to ask for their autograph wherever they were.
They were the teachers. They were the teachers of the law, not celebrities.
No, but I mean, they were what we would call respected members of society.
They
had certain expectations.
They were respected,
right?
Yeah.
And they lorded it over people.
Yeah.
Jesus came, and what he did was countercultural in that he challenged that and said, no, you boys, you want everyone to treat you like you're important, right? But the least in the kingdom is actually the most important. But he didn't say it to them, he said it to his disciples. So I'm just paraphrasing. So I'm saying now that when I look at the life of Jesus and what he was teaching, is that the same attitude that we are promoting when we raise Christian celebrities? And aren't we actually promoting the opposite attitude, which is that people end up thinking, no, because I've won 3 awards. No offense to anyone who won 3 awards, by the way, but I've won 3-4 awards. I'm important. People know me. So I expect people to greet me. I expect people to treat me a certain way. I expect people to ask for my autograph. And when people don't ask for my autograph, I feel like people aren't getting it. They're not getting it.
That's you can't really blame that on something like the Pemmicans, because that is a heart issue.
If someone has pride, correct,
you can't
I need to correct something.
The system.
This is
that.
Not about Pemmicans, right? This
or
is now
anything,
about
whatever.
I'm talking about it on a
Jesus,
scale.
Uh-huh. I'll use the same example you're using. Jesus. Uh-huh. Jesus' motive and attitude was clear. His motive was, I'm here to serve a people. I'm doing my father's business, and I'm out.
Okay.
So these guys' motives still have to be very clear. If your motive is, I'm here to sing a couple of songs, get money, get rich, get my celebrity status, and then that's it, the motive is wrong already.
Yeah.
The motive has to be Christ. If the motive is not Christ, then that's where the problem you're addressing comes from. The motive has to be right.
All right, so...
Because I think then, like what you're saying, motive then deals with a lot of things. Because if your motive is Christ, then you won't really need all the bells and whistles and the riches that come with it. Because that's the other thing about celebrities. Like, they amass wealth, some of them. But then, you know, you at the end of the day, you wonder, what is it for? Like, what is the purpose of that wealth at the end of the day? Hopefully the Christian ones will put it to better use than
But there are some who get it, like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. People forget about his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So you might see someone who's wealthy in our eyes. You don't know where he's coming from. Maybe he did it the right way. Yeah.
So then...
Kingdom mentality, man.
Kingdom mentality.
Yeah.
You know, the... Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think we're tracking together.
I see.
We're tracking together. However, as always, I always have my concerns.
Okay.
So what I want to know now is, there are many, and I've seen this a lot, and it also concerns me, that shouldn't there be a distinction between a believer and a non-believer, in that the way a believer carries themselves, the way a believer treats people, the way the expectations that a believer has should be different. The challenge sometimes with being a star, a superstar, whether a Christian or not, is that there's that human element, which is, I've made it, bruh. My album has gone platinum, or I'm who's who. And so I get concerned about certain artists, and I'm not talking about local artists. There's certain international artists, I don't want to mention names, but there's some artists.
Why do you want to mention names?
Okay, one of my biggest ones is Dietrich Haddon.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I thought you were going to say Lecrae. Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Lecrae, I'm cool with Lecrae. Well, I don't know his hojos, but I think...
Huh? Good homie.
He could have his hojos.
Okay.
Issues.
All right.
I don't know about that. No, but you know, I watch certain, not watch, but you know, you read the news, you check out these guys and the kind of lives that they're living. They're now doing that whole Preachers of LA thing, right?
Oh, even Mary Mary had their own reality show.
Mary Mary, I watched that.
So, ish. Listen, maybe that's the conservative side of me. That's just like, ish. But Dietrich, there's just problems there. So I'm thinking, but guy, right? The way you live your life, the way some of the things that you do, I've heard him use even very crude words, right? When he was being interviewed, then I just think, but this dude is supposed to be a model, right? Supposed to be modeling Christ. And he's got a huge following. He does great music, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I think people like that for me are the ones that then get me thinking, is this even a good thing? Maybe we should all be wearing robes and just singing hymns. Samuel, you see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. So
Ted.
It's a fruit issue.
Yes. So yeah. Ted. So things like that. Because maybe Zimbabwe is just not at that place yet where our industry is big enough to support those kinds of lifestyles and stuff. When Pemmican is operating on a $50 million budget,
I receive.
And you can now afford to give people actual big checks, you know what I mean? How are we going to avoid having those kinds of things?
For me, yes, there's a problem in the industry or in the Christian fraternity. There are people who are called by God, mm-hmm. and they do something. Then there are people who are not called by God. People who are not called, they get into an industry like the music industry. Then they mess up,
right?
But then they don't know how to stop. Because it's giving them money, it's giving them the celebrity status you're talking about. That's the major problem we have in the industry. People who are not called or who thought they were called, mm-hmm. but then they start messing up, like you mentioned, they treat. Yeah, okay, that's another issue. But then they don't know how to stop.
Right.
But for me, it will always be a fruit issue, the fruit of the spirit. If that is not manifesting on an individual, mm-hmm. then there is something which is wrong, and it's a foundation issue. If a house doesn't have a foundation, anything will just blow it away. So the fruits of the spirit, we need to see the love, we need to see the long suffering, we need all the fruits there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back to scripture to say you know them by their fruit.
Yeah.
All right. So that pacifies me a bit.
I'd actually be interested to know how you actually go about, like, what's the criteria when you're choosing these people who are up for nomination and stuff. Like, how do you determine which song ministered to people more? Which song, like, how do you even measure things like that?
We are promoting an industry, because some guy said you need to separate the business from the business side of the music from ministry. Then I told them the business side of the music or of the ministry, that's my ministry. The business side of the music.
So the business is ministry.
That's my ministry.
Okay.
Yeah. So I treat it as such. So we have a situation where artists, they have impact in their circle of influence.
Yeah.
If I stand up in church, people shout, yeah, they know I'm about to do that song which they all like, but they don't have impact in the industry. And that's how we are going to be able to reach a lot of people, if we have impact in the industry. Like this year or the years before, what we've been doing, we've been dealing with DJs.
Okay.
People submit their materials, and ultimately we end up going to the DJs, say what has been making impact on radio. So that's the criteria we use. What is making impact on radio? So there are some categories which people vote for, some categories which the actual DJs
choose.
Oh, cool, man.
So you got a message test, you got a purpose test, association test, a lot of stuff.
What's that? What's the association test?
Like what you would associate the type of music with. Is it relevant in the community which you are being played?
Relevance.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Then the music test, is it relevant music, is it current, is it going, not current, I know you attack me if I say current. But is it good music?
Yeah.
Production wise, is it good music production wise? The packaging.
Yeah.
How is the artist packaged? How is the music packaged?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something which we can say it's a good product if we give anyone on the street?
Okay.
Yeah, because people don't listen to the music when it's on the CD. You need to attract them.
Yeah.
So the packaging is always a factor.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think we've covered some good ground. I've stated my concerns, and I'm glad that you've also managed to bring a very important aspect, which is that you are building an industry. It's important to celebrate our own, and
true.
And I think what I loved the most about what you said is the issue of fruit.
Yeah.
You know, which is that I think it's such a great responsibility for people to have a ministry like that, where you're an artist, you're singing, and the primary thing should always be to glorify God and to help people connect with God.
Exactly.
And then if some fame comes because of that, I think that should always be secondary.
Exactly.
And that,
1 Thessalonians 5:11 say, therefore build each other up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our part in building each other up. That's why we are doing awards. That's why we give accolades.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any final words that you would want to give? Maybe there's someone who's thinking of becoming a Christian superstar, like a Christian Justin Bieber.
The industry is very big. There is enough for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need to build on our quality. As Christians, we lag behind a lot when it comes to quality productions. So let's not say the world is doing stuff which is quality, then we just hide under the ban of being Christians to produce mediocre stuff. We are not listening to mediocre stuff anymore. We need things of quality, quality content, quality production, quality packaging, quality visuals. That's what we're pushing for.
Yeah, because if it's bad, then we just listen to Lil Wayne, right?
No.
I'm kidding. All right, now, cool. Thank you so much, Ted. And it's been a great pleasure. I think this has been a good discussion.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right.
I hope I come back again.
Yeah,
if you give us an award for the best Christian podcast.
I'm inviting myself to the next episode.
We want an award for the best Christian podcast. Sorry, and I just need to digress. Sorry. Uh-huh. Like, I saw this thing. It was really funny. Paul. No, it's because it came to my mind because you mentioned Paul.
Uh-huh.
And you know Soulja Love recently. He was healed, right? Actually, I can't really fact check that.
I don't know.
Without going to ask him. But anyway, recently he was performing in a wheelchair because he's got...
What do you mean ask him? You know him?
Why can't I just go and ask him?
Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, he was sick and he's got like issues with diabetes and it was affecting his foot or whatever. And then he went and he got healed. So people were saying, is he going to change from being Soulja Love to Paulja Love?
I saw that. That's so funny. People are so creative.
I love Zimbabweans. I just love them. Like, their sense of humor is just amazing.
Wow.
So we're going to listen to this really cool song. Well, I like the song. It's by Prophecy, who we had on our first ever podcast. And he's featured. Actually, we won't even tell you who he's featured. It's a surprise. So just listen to the song. It's called Docheme. And he features a he features an artist who doesn't ordinarily do gospel, and it sounds so cool. I don't know what you guys think about that, actually, about Christians featuring with non-Christians. Well, you actually don't know if they're non-Christians, whatever. Anyway, listen to the song.
I was a slave to the bottle. Another Jonah. Jehovah Vaida and Dinenaro. Man, I was headed for the top, but he had to bring me low. I couldn't hear the Lord, he was knocking on my door. Chasing the world, losing my soul. Even though I was blind, man, he never let me go. He never let me fall. Jehovah Vaida na 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 na. All of my days is with me, I'm not turning back. I know one more. Oh, for my Jesus, I'm giving up my all, now I follow Jehovah. Dinga cheme yi with my cup running over.
Ini mari ni nogunai, ini mari ni nogunai. Ini mari makatiba, ini mari makatiba. Zaga no cheme, zaga no cheme. Urumbe yu makatiba, urumbe yu makatiba.
Diga go cheme, Saka ini vari poniga gochke Mari vari kukudenga so I will pray Ndrisiva zinu zichanaka one day Mari ndokudai Muri baba muri amai Kana muri pomari andifinda itawai Mari papu wari ninda toga mokai Dimino niradiza andifinda vashai Kana mkandi chenge teta Kwese mno ndipereke Zone kutiva na chandive meketa Ampe mandi tenderezi Muno ndipota, muno ndifata Paya pando chema neku waziwa Imi munu nyarata Jeze janda bata, jeze pancha shanda Mauri kana muri pondi mbocha ini
Ini wari ni nogunai Ini wari ni nogunai Iri mari makatiba Iri mari makatiba
Makatiba jeze
It's fresh. It's uncut. Hashtag Real Talk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.